Chapter 24.
Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in everything. And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his house, who had charge of all he had, "Please put your hand under my thigh that I may make you swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven and the Elohim of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose midst I am dwelling, but that you will go to my land and to my family and take a wife for my son, for Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then return your son to the land from whence you came?" Abraham said to him, "You must take care that you do not return my son there. Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven, who took me from the house of my father and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you shall be released from this oath of mine. Only you must not return my son there." Then the servant put his hand onto the thigh of Abraham his master, and he swore to him concerning this matter. And the servant took 10 camels from his master's camels, and he went with all kinds of his master's good things in his hand. And he arose and went to Ur Amnaharim, to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel outside the city at the well of water, at the time of evening, toward the time the women went out to draw water. And he said, "O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loyal love to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are going out to draw water. And let it be that the girl to whom I shall say, 'Please, offer your jar that I may drink,' and who says, 'Drink,' and I will also water your camels, she is the one you have chosen for your servant, for Isaac. By her I will know that you have shown loyal love to my master." And it happened that before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, came out, and her jar was on her shoulder. Now the girl was very pleasing in appearance. She was a virgin, no man had known her. And she went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her. And he said, "Please, let me drink a little of the water from your jar." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she quickly lowered her jar in her hand and gave him a drink. When she finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will also draw water for your camels until they finish drinking." And she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water. And she drew water for all his camels. And the man was gazing at her silently to know if Yahweh had made his journey successful or not.
And it happened that as the camels finished drinking, the man took a gold ring of 1/2 shekel in weight and 2 bracelets for her arms, 10 shekels in weight, and said, "Please tell me, whose daughter are you? Is there a place at the house of your father for us to spend the night?"
And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor." Then she said to him, "We have both straw and fodder in abundance, as well as a place to spend the night." And the man knelt down and worshipped Yahweh. And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not withheld his loyal love and his faithfulness from my master. I was on the way and Yahweh led me to the house of my master's brother." Then the girl ran and reported these things to the household of her mother. Now Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out to the man toward the spring. And when he saw the ring and the bracelets on the arms of his sister and heard the words of Rebekah his sister, who said, "Thus the man spoke to me," he went to the man. And behold, he was standing with the camels at the spring. And he said, "Come, O blessed one of Yahweh, why do you stand outside? Now I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. and the man came to the house and unloaded the camels. And he gave straw and fodder to the camels, and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. And food was placed before him to eat. And he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, Speak. And he said, I am the servant of Abraham. Now Yahweh has blessed my master exceedingly, and he has become great. He has given to him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male slaves and female slaves, and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, the wife of my master, has borne a son to my master after her old age. And he has given to him all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, Do not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I am living. But you shall go to the house of my father, and to my family, and you shall take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, Perhaps the woman will not follow me. And he said to me, Yahweh, before whom I have walked, shall send his angel with you and will make your journey successful. And you shall take a wife for my son from my family, and from the house of my father. Then you shall be released from my oath, when you come to my family. And if they will not give a woman to you, then you will be released from my oath. Then today I came to the spring, and I said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, if you would please make my journey successful, upon which I am going. Behold, I am standing by the spring of water. Let it be that the young woman who comes out to draw water and to whom I say, Please give me a little water to drink from your jar, let her say to me, Drink, I will also draw water for your camels. She is the woman whom Yahweh has appointed for the son of my master. I had not yet finished speaking to myself when, behold, Rebekah was coming out with her jar on her shoulder. And she went down to the spring and drew water. And I said to her, Please give me a drink. And she hastened and let down her jar from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give a drink to your camels also. Then I drank and she gave a drink to the camels also. Then I asked her and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. And I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. And I knelt down and worshipped Yahweh, and I praised Yahweh, the Elohim of my master Abraham, who led me on the right way, to take the daughter of the brother of my master for his son. So now, if you are going to deal loyally and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, so that I may turn to the right or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered, and they said, The matter has gone out from Yahweh, we are not able to speak bad or good to you. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, let her be a wife for the son of your master as Yahweh has spoken. And it happened that when the servant of Abraham heard their words he bowed down to the ground to Yahweh. And the servant brought out silver jewelry and gold jewelry, and garments, and he gave them to Rebekah. And he gave precious gifts to her brother and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank, and they spent the night. And they got up in the morning, and he said, Let me go to my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the girl remain with us 10 days or so, after that she may go. And he said to them, Do not delay me. Now, Yahweh has made my journey successful. Let me go. I must go to my master. And they said, Let us call the girl and ask her opinion. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah their sister, and her nurse, and the servant of Abraham and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, You are our sister, may you become countless thousands, and may your offspring take possession of the gate of his enemies. And Rebekah and her maidservants arose, and they mounted the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac was coming from the direction of Beer-lahai-roi. And he was living in the land of the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field early in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, behold, camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes and saw Isaac. And she got down from the camel. And she said to the servant, "Who is this man walking around in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "That is my master." And she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her to the tent of Sarah his mother. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And Isaac loved her and was comforted after the death of his mother.
Chapter 25.
Now Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bore to him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. And Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim and Letushim and Lumim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Eper, Hanak, Abida, and Eldah. All of these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all he had to Isaac. But to the sons of Abraham's concubines Abraham gave gifts. And while he was still living he sent them away eastward, away from his son Isaac, to the land of the east. Now these are the days of the years of the life of Abraham, 175 years. And Abraham passed away and died in a good old age, old and full of years. And he was gathered to his people. And Isaac and Ishmael his sons buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite, that was east of Mamre, the field that Abraham had bought from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried and Sarah his wife. And it happened that after the death of Abraham Elohim blessed Isaac his son, and Isaac settled at Beer Lahiroi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, that Hagar the Egyptian, the maidservant of Sarah, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their family records. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, Ebeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadnet, Ma, Jeter, Nefish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their encampments, 12 leaders according to their tribes. Now these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he passed away and died, and was gathered to his people. They settled from Havilah to Shur, which was opposite Egypt, going toward Asher, opposite. He settled opposite all his brothers. Now these are the generations of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Arameen of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban the Arameen, as his wife. And Isaac prayed to Yahweh on behalf of his wife, for she was barren. And Yahweh responded to his prayer, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children in her womb jostled each other, and she said, "If it is going to be like this, why be pregnant?" And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from birth shall be divided. And one people shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to give birth were completed, then behold twins were in her womb. And the first came out red, all his body was like a hairy coat, so they called his name Esau. And afterward his brother came out, and his hand grasped the heel of Esau, so his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old at their birth. And the boys grew up. And Esau was a skilled hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a peaceful man, living in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he could eat of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once Jacob cooked a thick stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, "Give me some of that red stuff to gulp down, for I am exhausted." Therefore his name was called Edom. Then Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright first." And Esau said, "Look, I am going to die, Now what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, Swear to me first. And he swore to him, and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread, and thick lentil stew, and he ate and drank. Then he got up and went away. So Esau despised his birthright.
Chapter 26.
And there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine which was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Yahweh appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt, dwell in the land which I will show to you. Dwell as an alien in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you, for I will give all these lands to you and to your descendants, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. And I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and I will give to your descendants all these lands. And all nations of the earth will be blessed through your offspring, because Abraham listened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac settled in Gerar. When the men of the place asked concerning his wife, he said, She is my sister, for he was afraid to say, My wife, thinking, the men of the place will kill me on account of Rebekah, for she was beautiful. And it happened that, when he had been there a long time, Abimelech the king of the Philistines looked through the window, and saw behold Isaac was fondling Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Surely she is your wife. Now why did you say single quote say she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, Because I thought I would die on account of her. And Abimelech said, What is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have slept with your wife. Then you would have brought guilt upon us. Then Abimelech instructed all the people, saying, The one who touches this man or his wife shall certainly die. And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in that same year 100-fold, and Yahweh blessed him. And the man became wealthier and wealthier until he was exceedingly wealthy. And he possessed sheep and cattle and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him. And the Philistines stopped up all the wells that the servants of his father had dug in the days of Abraham his father. They filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, Go away from us, for you have become much too powerful for us. So Isaac departed from there and camped in the valley of Gerar, and settled there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after the death of Abraham. And he gave to them the same names which his father had given them. And when the servants of Isaac dug in the valley, they found a well of fresh water there. Then the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Sick, because they contended with him.
And they dug another well, and they quarreled over it also, and he called its name Sitmah. Then he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it, and he called its name Rehoboth, and said, Now Yahweh has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And from there he went up to Beersheba, and Yahweh appeared to him that night and said, I am the Elohim of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, and I will bless you and make your descendants numerous for the sake of my servant Abraham. And he built an altar there and called on the name of Yahweh, and he pitched his tent there, and the servants of Isaac dug a well there. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzath his friend and Phicol his army commander. And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me? You hate me and sent me away from you. And they said, We see clearly that Yahweh has been with you, so we thought let there be an oath between us and you, and let us make a covenant with you.
That you may not do us harm just as we have not touched you, but have only done good to you and sent you away in peace. You are now blessed by Yahweh. So he made a meal for them, and they ate and drank. And they arose early in the morning, and each one swore to the other, and Isaac sent them away. And they left him in peace. And it happened that on that same day the servants of Isaac came and told him about the well that they had dug. And they said, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And when Esau was 40 years old, he took as wife Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. And they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah.